Hello and a warm welcome to Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by Elizabeth Gillies and me, Louise Wiles. In this podcast, we aim to be a companion for young people as they step out of school and college and move into the world of work and further education, helping them to thrive in their new environments. And our podcasts are all about that physical and emotional world of change and transition. In the next week or so, we are sharing some timely content for students who are just embarking on their new university experience as first years. This content combines interviews with students who are providing tips and insights from their experience in their own university transitions. And then also our new question and answer sessions, where we provide answers to your questions about this transition experience. Now, in this episode, we share our conversation with Sam. Sam spoke to us at the end of term one during the last academic year. And this is a great episode for students who are going to university and for those parents, educators, counsellors, mentors who are also supporting students through this kind of transition. Sam talks about how he prepared for his move to university, what helped him to find enjoyment in the experience in these early days, the value of an open mind, tips about making friends and how you think about friendship, and why it really helps to focus on organisation. Now, before we get into the conversation, I just want to take time for a quick reminder about the new course that we have created, Thrive in Your First Weeks at University. It's an online programme designed to support students as they prepare, arrive and settle in their first weeks at university. Now, this course was recently reviewed by Natasha Winard, and I'd like to share that review with you. Thrive in Your First Weeks at University is an excellent four-module course to guide and support young people through this transition. This course has been designed using invaluable insights and guidance from UK-based and international school students, their parents, educators, and transition care specialists around the world. Each module has a workbook with reflection learning opportunities and additional support material recommendations. What I really like about this resource is that it empowers students to reflect on their past transitions and the strategies that have worked. It encourages students to be open to new self-learning and to try new strategies. It also guides students when they may need support, how to reach out for support and who can provide that support. Invaluable life skills for all young people. So thank you, Natasha, from the Natasha Winard Consultancy for that review. And if that has piqued your interest and you'd like to go and take a look and learn more about the course, then you can do that by going to successfulstudenttransitions.com/course offer. So now let's get on with the conversation, hosted by Elizabeth, and she is speaking to the then first year student, Sam.
Today, I'm going to welcome Sam. Sam, thanks for joining us. He's a first year student and that first term's done, Sam. So well done to you. Louise and I feel it's so important to hear from students about their experiences and how this process is going for them. So again, thanks for joining me today. I guess you're still on holiday, are you a bit, Sam?
I'm still back at home.
And when are you going back?
I go back really soon. Right. I go back on the 15th, actually. Right. So that's when my term starts. Yeah, a few days.
Yeah. So I'm interrupting your holiday. So sorry about that.
Not at all. I'm happy to be here.
Right. So can we start at the beginning then? Can we take you back to when you were just, you were planning and getting ready for this change of going to university in the summer? Can I ask you, have you an idea about what helped you get ready in that way? Did you talk to people? What was going on for you at that time?
So I think there were two people in particular who I talked to. Obviously, I talked to my parents, but my older brother had just done his first year at university. So I mainly went to him for advice about what the first year would be like. And I also had some older friends who'd also done their first year at uni. So I'd be talking to them, what can I expect? What should I bring? and what should I do when I get there, really? And it helped me get a new perspective on what the experience as a new student would be like, and made me very excited for it, as they all mentioned, just how fun their first year was. So, yeah.
So that's fantastic, Sam, that you had people that you could go and talk to. Do you remember anything really helpful they said to you?
They said, yeah, well, especially in the first week, so in freshers week, they mentioned go to events, take up a lot of opportunities. And I think something I was thinking the most about is what would my flatmates be like, because obviously you don't want to be living with annoying people or anything. And that was probably one of my biggest fears. They said, oh, yeah, just be friendly with them. Like on the first day, everyone's a bit nervous and scared. So don't be afraid to go ask them, you know, if they want to have a chat with a cup of tea or something. And that's exactly what I did on my first day. And that's how I met some of my friends who are my flatmates now. They're all great people. So that's a huge weight. That was a huge weight taken off me on the first week.
Yeah. I think that was obviously really good advice. Kind of, it's something we talked in one of the podcasts about, making, you know, not being afraid to initiate that contact with other people. Don't wait for people to come to you. You go to them. So that sounds like that worked well for you. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else they said, Sam?
Honestly, they said, yeah, it's going to be very scary and everything, but just go into it with an open mind. And yeah, then I had like stuff I was telling myself as well. Because obviously there's usually something you yourself are looking forward about it. I think the idea of just living in my own space and everything really excited me. So I was looking up like meals I could cook for myself as a student. And to this day, that's still one of my favorite parts about living by myself. I get to cook my own meals. I get to be in control of what and how much I get to eat. It's a small thing, but I love it.
No, I think that's a fantastic thing to be able to notice. So looking out for opportunities to do the things that you want to do for you, it sounds like, you know, there was a good thing, cooking. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure your other flatmates will enjoy you doing that too. So it's something for yourself, but it could be something to help you make friends with other people too, couldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we did a Christmas dinner together just last month, and that was a great time together. Honestly, we all did a bit of cooking. We all it was pretty good food from what I remember. So yeah, I was very happy with that, and we all got closer as a result.
Good. And what about that stuff that you took? So some good advice to take with you. Any kind of practical things that you took with you to help in that process? I'm thinking about, you know, things that you pack in boxes or whatever.
Yeah. Honestly, it really differs for everyone. At the end of the day, I suggest taking whatever makes you feel comfortable, because you're going to spend a lot of time in your dorm, so you might as well make it feel like home. Mm-hmm. I took my PC, which was a big thing to take and took up a lot of space in the car. But it's very helpful in my room because it's way faster than my laptop. And aside from that, maybe look up what your flat already has, because we have two toasters in it, which is really a bad thing. But yeah, we almost had like two of everything. I took my bin, you know, we already had plenty, so now we have one in the bathroom basically.
So that kind of not doubling up on things is good. So I think that's a very good thing to kind of say, what makes you feel comfortable in this new space, because it's a new thing, a new start for you. So that's important, isn't it? What about any resources from the university? Did you look online? Because often universities kind of put out some good information. Did you access any of that?
Yeah, I did look a little bit into, obviously before I went, I was very excited. I was looking on the website and everything. And yeah, there were lots of guides as on what to take, what they provide, what's available on the open week. And yeah, it's usually very helpful advice, because they will let you know what your like area already has basically, so what you need to take, what you're not allowed to take as well. I've seen a few people get fined because they have something that wasn't allowed in their room, you know. So yeah, I guess just keep that in mind, but it's way less stressful than someone might think, honestly.
And let's think about those. So now you're there, we imagine you're there, you're settling in. I guess you've already said what you were looking forward to is like cooking and looking after yourself, making things, being in that space. Was there anything else that, you know, in those first weeks, because you're going to mention that kind of freshers week and going off and choosing things, were there things there you were looking forward to?
Yeah, I think I was very excited about all the extracurricular stuff the university had to offer. I'd say in Freshers Week, try and do everything with an open mind, like look up what events they have going on, as Welcome Week has a lot of things on. It's the best way to see what your university really offers in terms of societies and other things as well. I looked up beforehand what societies they had to offer, and I was very excited by them. And then came the actual societies fair, and there were way more I didn't realize, and I thought, wow, I want to join all of them. Obviously I couldn't, but there will always be something for you if you think of it as probably a society for it.
So maybe that was greater than your expectations. You kind of expected that there would be this stuff, but there was even more than you imagined, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And have you chosen to do some of the things that you saw at those fairs to begin with? Have you chosen some activities?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm part of Kickboxing Society, and that's one that I really enjoy. There's a film society as well. And I like the freedom in your choice. You know, you're free to do anything. You're free to not show up to the events if you really want, if you've got something else going on. Sometimes my society's events, they clash with each other, so I have to decide. But there's a lot of freedom in what you do, really. And I guess that's a good way to ease you into living independently as an adult.
Yeah. And were there any concerns in those early days? Were you kind of like, because I know people said it was fun and scary. Did you have any worries or concerns about those early days?
I think the first few days or weeks were quite stressful, as naturally I was worrying about fitting in and everything, you know, meeting new people. And like I mentioned earlier, it was a big lifestyle change going from what you used to at home to something completely new. But over time, it just gets easier as you slowly adjust to this new way of life. But it's 100% natural for the first days, even weeks, for it to be worrying. It's just different for everyone, but everything will be all right in the end.
Yeah, I think that's, and you saying you've got an open mind, going with an open mind about stuff, and knowing that it's going to be stressful for a bit, and then the more you do stuff, the more you adjust. It's a process, isn't it? Good.
Yeah.
Did you have an idea about the kind of student you wanted to be?
No, not really. I mean, if I had a brief idea of it, it'd be, oh yeah, hardworking, social, outgoing, right, and everything. But a lot of the time that would just vary on, you know, what kind of week you're having, whether you're having a good week or bad week.
Yeah.
That can really affect your well-being. But no, I really didn't have an idea of what kind of student I wanted to be. I just sort of went in with an open mind, thinking, yeah, I'll just see what happens, you know.
That's good. I'll make it up as I go along.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's quite an interesting point, because I know some people go off to university thinking, oh, I'm going to be like this. This is how I'm going to organize my life, and be a bit rigid about it. And other people go in a bit more flexible, or maybe even with an open mind and saying, let's just see what there is and play with it. So I think it's doing the stuff that's going to be helpful for you, whatever it is. Let's just talk a little bit about making friends then, because I think it's something that people put they think a lot about that issue, because likely you've been in secondary school and know a lot of people and you've got your friendship group. But if you were to say about making friends, how important was that for you, with 10 being really important, that you kind of get in there and make some friends and make new people and initiate things, and one not being so important, where would you be on that scale?
I'd probably say around 7, maybe. Having friends, I think, is very important, because one, they'll help you shape who you are, and that's who you'll make good memories with. But there's also an element of uni that is about living independently, doing things on your own. And I'd say it's good to have it's great to have a good balance of both, I'd say.
Yeah, very, very good. So friends are important, and also knowing yourself and doing things for yourself. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So how did you get to know those people? How did you get to know the group that you've been cooking with and things?
Well, I was very open with my flatmates, and we all get along very well as a result. Obviously, I met a few people through societies that I joined, and in the Freshers' Week, I made an effort to be open to my neighbours as well. Mm-hmm. And that turned out very well, actually, because obviously everyone's feeling new. But like getting to know your neighbours, everything helps everything feel a bit more like a community almost. I just made an effort to be as open and as friendly as possible.
Yeah, and you're right in that making an effort. Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do that when everything's new all at the time. So good for you in keeping, however you kept your battery charged to do that, Sam. It's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you think you've got a kind of group of people there that are your friends now? Have you managed to get that group?
It's an odd question, because I still don't feel I have like a friend group. Not to say I haven't met people, I have plenty of friends, but it when I say it was a lifestyle change, it meant like I do have a friend group back at home. Mm. And then at university I just sort of have friends all over the place. There isn't really one group that unites everyone together, and I think that was one big thing I had to adjust to. It was a big change of pace from what I had back at home in sick form.
Yeah.
And I just had to learn it won't be the same as what you have back in school, and it took a lot of time to get used to. In all fairness, I'm still not very used to it, but everyone has their own situation. Honestly, some people find it really easy to make friends, other people really struggle with it. It really just differs for everyone, honestly.
Yeah. And I think thanks for your honesty on that, because I think it's a really important thing to kind of note that these things take time. There was a podcast a number of podcasts ago, we'll reference it maybe later in the notes. Mm-hmm. But about how long it takes to make a friend, and it was a study of work done by somebody called Dunbar in Cambridge, and his research found that it takes about 6 months to make a good friend, and it takes 6 months of time and effort, not just sitting next to somebody. It wasn't necessarily just about students, but in relation to students, it's not just going and saying hi to your neighbor. It's like really prolonged 3-hour discussions, things that happen often. So it's not surprising, you know, there we are, you've been 3 months at university, and that's half the time that it takes to make a good friend. So, you know, it would be my guess that a lot of students haven't made those good friends yet. They're likely in process, but it'll take a bit of time. Yeah. Mm. But going out and doing the work to get them is like the really important thing. Thank you for that. And what about in relation to kind of like your organization and that work thing? Has work started yet, Sam? Has the work started?
The work has definitely started. Yeah. I did my best to establish a study timetable as early as I could.
Good for you.
Because after the Freshers' Week, with a lot of, you know, partying, meeting people and everything, it could be easy to forget you're there to do some work, you know. So I tried to make an effort to organize myself as early as possible.
Good for you.
I haven't been the best at sticking to it, if I'm being honest.
No.
Obviously, the workload will differ for each course. You might have a really light workload on your course, or it might be really heavy. At the end of the day, I think it really comes down to time management and your own willpower to really get up and do your work rather than leave it to the last minute. It really depends on how much study you do outside of your course. Honestly, that can really help as well.
And what about, I think you're right, you know, different courses demand different kind of, like in more science based, you've got those labs to do, or maybe you've got a course that needs a lot more essays or seminars or stuff like that. So courses will be different. But what about, if can I ask you the question about that, the standards of work at university? Did you have an idea about how different it would be from school or not?
In my mind, I just assumed it would be a lot heavier than what I had in A-levels, really. I didn't realize how big of a change of pace it would be, where everything, although the workload is a lot heavier and there's a lot more pressure relying on it, that everything else seems to be very relaxed as a result, because for most of your seminar leaders and lecturers, they understand the work is really down to you. You know, this is your education that you're paying for. So if you choose not to do it, that's fine. That's your choice. But yeah, they really can't advise you to. It's not like homework, you know, it's where it's like, this needs to be done by Friday. Sure, maybe your course will have that. But they really just trust you at this point. They think you're old enough. They trust you that you'll get the work done on time. If you don't get it done on time, oh well, that's your problem, you know.
And that's a big difference from school, isn't it? That kind of really is more about you, rather, you know, if you're at school and you haven't done it, they'll be on you every day because you're turning up every day, or sometimes they'll even be on to your parents. So you know, so it's a really different one. So maybe the standards of work you're saying maybe aren't that different, but the expectations that you're just going to do it yourself are different.
Yeah, okay.
One of the things that we encourage sort of new students in one of our podcasts to do is to check in with themselves about how they were doing. So, you know, how you were getting on with things, how you were cooking for yourself. Sounds like you were doing that well, Sam. but, you know, because you're right, it's not just about having fun. There's a study side to it, but there's that independent looking after yourself, that there's kind of things about eating and cooking and exercising, going to lectures and stuff. So what do you think about when you mentioned this lifestyle challenge, this change that happened? Were you able to kind of check in with yourself and think about how you were doing that, how it was going for you, Sam?
Do you mind rephrasing the question? Sorry.
Yes, okay. We're saying that in this lifestyle change that you're going through, when you have to not just study, but you've got all these other things to do, like, I guess, do your washing. And, you know, I don't know. I know when my children were off to university, they took an iron, but they never used it. But so you've got to look after yourself and stuff. How did you manage, you know, can you say, did you manage doing all this stuff, all this different stuff well? Do you know that if you could keep all those balls in the air?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was, I believe before I went to UD, I was pretty organized myself with lifestyle stuff like that, like just taking care of myself pretty much. And without really thinking about it, I sort of just organized a schedule in my head as I arrived there. Like, I do my washing every Sunday. I also do my weekly shop then. And I try and make a list of like maybe what food I need during the week. I try and get good exercise in as well. I go to the gym and I have kickboxing as well.
Great.
And yeah, sometimes I just make a mental note to check in with myself, you know, maybe give my parents a call, see how they're doing.
I'm sure they enjoy that.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me, Sam, that you know that being organized about stuff really helps you.
I think it does, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good thing to know. It's a good thing to know. And in all that kind of busyness of doing all this stuff that you need to do, how did you kind of like recharge your battery, because all this new takes some energy and stuff. So how did you do that?
Well, I did notice when I was tired, but it was never really a problem, like struggling to recharge my batteries. A lot of the time I hadn't been afraid in the past to leave somewhere early or cancel plans if I was really tired or not in the mood. I think it does depend on your course, like how intense or busy it is. Luckily, my course, I do have a lot of free schedules, so it meant I could sleep in some mornings. I sometimes just have not days to myself, but maybe I set aside some time in the days just for relaxing, whether that be doing something like cooking, like I mentioned earlier, or going to the gym perhaps, or just watching a film. I always make sure to have some time to myself so that, you know, I just keep my health in check, really, making sure I feel happy and relaxed.
Yeah. And I think knowing those, when you're feeling tired or when you're feeling maybe, oh, there's too much going on, I've been, you know, there's too many people to meet, or the party's too long, or, you know, you notice you can stand out and you can do those things for yourself. I think it's a great skill to be able to have. So good. Mm-hmm. One of the things we talk about in any transition is, and it's maybe very true of university, that you go and it's all that excitement meeting new friends, and people call it the kind of honeymoon period when it's all new and shiny. And then there's often a dip. When you start to say, oh no, I'm here to do work, to do the study, it's not all that fun thing.
Yeah.
And the dip can sometimes be about feeling homesick, or, you know, missing family or missing familiarity. Do you think mm-hmm. you have a dip?
I definitely think I did have a dip at one point. I was a bit weirded out over what, though, because normally I find myself, I get homesick very easily. Although weirdly at university, I didn't feel that way. I was very happy living on my own. I was feeling just fine. I didn't really feel any desire to return home, at least not for a while. But I think I did miss my friends back at home, and adjusting to a new lifestyle became too much for me at points. I felt very lucky. I have a therapist to talk to through Zoom, but not being able to do sessions in person, definitely I felt they lost a bit of value that way. Like, I don't really feel a connection. And I do sometimes make regular calls with my parents to talk about how my life is doing, and that helps. But a lot of the time in uni, it's very easy to feel alone. I understand that part of living as an adult is being independent, but adjusting to that after a different lifestyle was hard, and I found it harder to see how happy some other students seem to be in their friend groups, which obviously doesn't help when you feel alone. I was very lucky to connect with some of my flatmates because they've sometimes also been open about mental health issues. So you just naturally bond over stuff like that. I definitely did say I took a dip.
Yeah. And I think it's very common, Sam. And it's one of those things that I really like all students to know, that there's a dip like this, and have some resources, or have some things to know what to do if they have a bad day or a bad week or whatever's going on. And it sounds like you've got some resources of stuff that you can do for yourself. And that's really good. And I think that your observation there about seeing how other people are, I mean, you can be watching other people and think, oh, they're looking great. Like they look like they've got their friendship group sorted out, but you never know. Or you could be looking at them and saying, oh, they look like a bit on their own or a bit lonely. So I think that other people can affect us. It's kind of those big emotions can be contagious a bit, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so now here you're home again, home for the holiday. What have the highs and lows been about being back home, Sam?
Well, obviously, one of the highs is being able to see all my friends again. It's really great to see everyone, you know, back at home, and, you know, being able to talk with them about how their lives have been at uni. Seeing my family again is very great as well, because my brother's also returned from uni. So it's a bit like, you know, a few years ago, we were all just living at home together. Mm-hmm. It didn't really feel like much has changed, actually. I think one of the lows is sometimes, obviously you can't help this, but sometimes maybe you might compare yourself to how they're doing at university. And I couldn't help but feel a lot of them seem to have really found their people at university and really enjoyed their new lifestyle change and almost everything about it. And that can really help, well, not help, it can really make you feel alone.
Yeah. And when you hear other people, and remember all the stuff on social media, Sam, that people give you the best of everything often, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why Louise and I think it's really important to hear real people being honest about their situation like you have today, kind of almost dispels that myth and saying, well, no, there are struggles in this. There are ups and downs. And it's a bit like you saying, you know, it's the effort you have to put in. It can make you a bit tired. You have to look after yourself. You have to balance all these kind of things together. So it's good for other people to hear this stuff and not just hear, oh, yeah, I'm great. Everything's fine. Yeah. Do you think there were any surprises for you when you went off to university?
Well, I guess, like I mentioned earlier, I wasn't expecting the dramatic shift in lifestyle. And I think I was very surprised about how laid back a lot of the course felt. Obviously the work itself can feel very intense at times. But at the end of the day, it's all up to you. There's a lot of freedom in how you choose to learn. You don't even need to go to lectures at the end of the day. Yeah, and I think I was caught very off guard about what being a student really is like. Obviously, I had my brother really tell me a lot of times what it was like, and I kind of created this idea of what it was like in my mind. Then actually living that yourself is completely different as to how you imagined it. But yeah, everyone has their own different experience with it.
Absolutely, because we're in different places with different people doing different things. And it's important, you know, it sounds a bit to me, I'll do a summary at the end, but it sounds to me like you know the things that help you and work for you, Sam, and you've taken that from your school experience into university. Mm-hmm. Maybe just a last question, you've been brilliant. What do you think is important and essential for students to know about this first term when they're off at university? Maybe you've already said some things, but if there were two or three things you'd say, what would you say? What advice would you give them?
I'd say keep an open mind.
Yeah.
There is so much to enjoy when you really open yourself up to new opportunities, and you're going to be doing that a lot of the time, like, because you're already going to a new place, new friends, new home. So just keep being open about everything, really. And that's how you'll make, you know, the best memories of your first year and of university in general.
So that's keep open mind, there's number one. What else?
I'd say be friendly. Everyone, it doesn't seem like it, but everyone is going through a tough time trying to adjust to a new place, so it can be really helpful just simply being nice to others. That's sometimes all it takes to make new friends and meet people.
And I so agree in that one. And it can be a difficult one, Sam, because when you're at school, likely you've made lots of friends over a number of years. So this is a new thing you've got to do, start making friends again when you haven't done it for such a long time.
Yeah.
So I like those. I like that wisdom that you've shared there. Keep an open mind. There's so much of stuff to enjoy, because our podcast series is about a time to thrive. So a time to do well, a time to kind of use this as a change for growth. And to be friendly to other people. I mean, it doesn't take much. It takes maybe a bit of effort and courage, but it's an important thing. Sam, I have really enjoyed our conversation today. I like those two bits of wisdom, and I especially like your honesty about, you know, friendship takes quite a while to establish, and don't be put off by it. Keep doing it, because it's going to get you there in the end. So, any lasting words or that's us today, Sam?
Yeah, I think one more bit of advice, just don't worry in general. I mean, things can seem scary a lot of the time, or really daunting, but everything's just going to work itself out in the end.
Yeah, I agree. And seeing you going into the second term now, you're going back to university, which is great. And you're going back knowing all this stuff that you know, that you'll be able to kind of do even more of it in term two. Thank you for your time and your kind of wisdom today, Sam. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me on here.
So thank you so much, Sam. I really hope that you've all enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. It has been really insightful to hear about your experience, Sam. So thank you for sharing. And if Sam has prompted you to think about some of these issues in more detail, you might want to go back and listen to some of the older podcasts in this podcast series. So we have a podcast series on friendships. In fact, there are two. You can go back and listen to episode 28 or episode 39. If you want to think about rest and relaxation, then episode 45 is a good one. And if you're thinking about your organisation and how you set yourself up for success this term, then episode 34 and episode 41 will be helpful. So we'll be back with the first in our Answers to Your Questions series in the next episode. Meanwhile, remember to take a look at our new course, Thrive in Your First Weeks at University, by going to successfulstudenttransitions.com/course offer. So we wish you all the very best for the coming days as you adjust to the new academic year. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye for now. And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information in this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.